Hey, now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. So I've often said that more money doesn't solve a money problem. If it did, millionaires wouldn't go bankrupt. I know that firsthand because I was living check to Monday, making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a month. It didn't matter how much money I made. I always found a way to be broke. So I had to check what I thought was the asset that I had to get to wealth. I had to check the fact that I thought I was smarter than everybody else. I had to check the fact that I went to some of the greatest schools in the world, high schools and college. I had to check the fact that I had the solution. And the truth is, there are laws of abundance that will help you get to the next level. And when you obey, identify, and put these laws into place, then you will begin to see how your life can truly change. So what I want you to do right now is get pen and paper, get started so we can go through the laws of abundance. The first law is this. It's called the law of difference. And if you are looking at other people and you're looking at how they are successful and you're looking at how they have achieved their goals. It's okay to emulate some of the positive things like having a positive mind, having positive energy, looking at the glass, not as half empty or as half full, but as having the potential always to be overflowing. If you start to think about those things, those are some of the similarities for people who are truly operating in abundance. And I'm talking about peace, harmony, joy, and yes, financial stability. But the truth about the law of abundance is this. The law of difference says that your difference lies in your importance that is only distinct to you. Let me say it another way. The law of difference says your difference decides your importance and determines who pursues you. Now, let me give you an example. When I first started talking about finances and how I was going to help people, I was asked to come to a big event. There were hundreds of African-American women at this conference, and the average salary in the room was well over $400,000. So when I was invited to be the speaker, I was invited with a specific, topic list of things that I was supposed to address. And I knew that there were many other financial professionals who existed. I don't need to say their names. You know who they are. And they are all great in their own right. But the law of difference told me this, that I had to stand out and do something that was different. And the thing that was different for me was that I had a different experience. I was not born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I did not go through high school and college understanding money and never making any mistakes. The thing that was different about me was that I had messed up every single thing that I could possibly mess up. I had lied, stolen, all of these other kind of things. And it's just the truth, because let me tell you what the stealing part is. When you say that you're going to pay somebody and they let you walk out of the store and you give them a credit card and you sign your name and say that you're going to pay, and then that bill comes and you don't pay, then you just stole that material. Let me be really, really clear with you. You just stole that material. And I had to realize that about myself, that every time I had broken a promise to pay somebody or to pay a department store, to pay a credit card bill with a full understanding, knowing many times I knew I couldn't pay. I was just on a wing and a hope and a dime trying to figure out how I was going to get it done. I often got into financial situations without a plan. My plan was I'm great. My plan was I'm smart. My plan was I will figure it out. But the truth is, mathematics does not need to be figured out. 1 + 1 = 2. The science is always the same. So what was different about me in the law of difference is that I had a different experience. So I chose to share that experience with those women. I went to that meeting with all of those executives and I told the truth. I talked about being born and raised in the projects. That was strike number one. I talked about being raised by, you know, a single parented household, basically my grandmother who had an eighth grade education. That's strike number two. I talked about going off to school and getting so many credit cards and I couldn't pay anybody. That was strike number three. I talked about then getting into a position where I was making money because I was helping people get their credit and finances straight, but I still wasn't making any. That was strike. Well, I was making money, but I wasn't keeping it. I don't even know what strike I'm on. I just had so many strikes. And the truth is, when I started talking to those women about my experience, I will never forget the first lady. She was so well manicured, St. John suit. She threw up her hands and she started crying. And she basically said she wanted to be free. So the law of difference, me choosing to be different, is what made me stand out. And that's who decided to pursue me. So if you are trying to get to the next level financially, if you are trying to figure out how you're going to break through, if you're trying to live in purpose, which will ultimately manifest in abundance for you, because it is only when you are doing what you know you were put here to do that you can actually truly operate in the spirit and the energy and the freeness of abundance, that I'm going to tell you to embrace what is different about you. Forget how they did it. Forget what their story was. Forget what their walk was. What is your path? Because I promise you, there is somebody who needs your path. There is somebody who needs your testimony. There is somebody who needs your story. There is somebody who can get the glory. Yes. And all you have to do is apply this law of abundance. It's the law of difference. Your difference decides your importance and determines who pursues you. Who needs to pursue you? Is it single mothers? Is it single fathers? Is it people who have been disenfranchised? Is it folks who are struggling, suffering? Is it folks who've elevated? Whatever it is, the different thing about you is what's going to manifest your harvest. The harvest is here and the time is now. And I am challenging you. I'm challenging you to find out what is different about you and to embrace it. And you can do that all the time at AskLynn.org.
Give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits. Lynn Richardson and New Wealth University is giving 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program. The Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program will give you 2 full years of unlimited access to all of Lynn's online classes, books, boot camps, master classes, and webinars. So give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits with 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program, available on LynnRichardson.com.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You've seen me on Good Morning America, The Breakfast Club, and WVON. I'm so excited about sharing with you the Home Buyers Club. It's time for you to get the home of your dreams. No credit, no problem. Low credit, no problem. No down payment, no problem. I am excited about you getting a piece of the American dream. Join the Home Buyers Club today.
So what is the action of the day? What is the word of the hour? The action of the day is to be you and do you. Let me tell you something. Don't try to be anybody else. Don't try to do anything else. If you don't know what it is that you're supposed to do, then you need to be on a path to find your purpose. The word of the day is Jeremiah 29:11, where God says, I have plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Now check this out. If God has plans for you, what can any man do? If God has plans to prosper you and not to harm you, what door can be shut on you? What opportunity can be withheld from you? What resource can be taken from you, or what resource can be hidden from you? I'm telling you, there are none, because the harvest is here and the time is now, and it is your season to win. Go to AskLynn.org for more. Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Well, Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. So, yes, we're talking about the laws of abundance, because more money doesn't solve a money problem. If it did, millionaires wouldn't go bankrupt. So for everybody who keeps making more money and you're still more broke, well, then we need to start to apply more principles. So the laws of abundance started out with in my first the one that I talked about first was the law of difference. And it basically says your difference decides your importance and determines who pursues you. So what's different about you is what's going to make your market. What's different about you is what's going to make you blow up. Mark Zuckerberg was different. Bill Gates was different. Oprah was different. Everybody who has been great, who has done anything. And there are regular folks from, you know, all walks of life who did not have wealthy parents or wealthy circumstances, who just found their difference and they were able to blow up. So if they can do it, so can you. The next law of abundance says this. It's the law of the mind. And it essentially says your mind is your greatest asset. Do you have more money in your closet or in your car or in your garage than you have in your mind? Because if you do, that too is a recipe for disaster. Let me help you understand something. And this is for everybody who's out there getting all the knowledge in the world. Because yes, you must put knowledge in your mind. You must go and gain an education for whatever it is you want to do. Now, if somebody wants to build a building, they have to go to construction school or carpentry school or learn that particular trade or get a license in plumbing or electrical work or whatever it is. And a building is supposed to stand and it's supposed to have a foundation. Well, what about your life? What about your financial future? What about your legacy? What about the generations that will come after you? If you want that to stand, if you want that to have a foundation, then you're going to need to get an education. And even if you already have one, you still need to stay connected to an education in order to get to the next level for where it is you are trying to go. So the law of the mind, your mind is your greatest asset. But it's not just about what you put in your mind, because knowledge is not power until it is put into action. You've got to get the knowledge, and then you don't want to overthink, because overthinking is a waste of time. Overthinking is a waste of energy. Overthinking will have you running around in circles year after year, decade after decade, thinking about what you're going to do. At some point, you got to go back to the law of difference, and you got to be you, and you just got to do you. You've got to make a decision. So the law of the mind, it's yes, it's about getting knowledge. It is also about putting that knowledge into action. But let me tell you the greatest thing that the law of the mind, if you embrace it, the greatest thing that it can do for you, it can help guide your decisions. Does your mind tell you that every time something bad happens, that you are a victim? Does your mind tell you that every time somebody does the wrong thing, that you can't trust anybody? Does your mind limit you, or does your mind allow you to expand? Well, I am telling you that the law of the mind, it being your greatest asset, it can also be your worst enemy. There's a book called The Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer. And let me tell you something. I have been in that state where my thinking, It wasn't the information that I had. It was how I thought about the information that either propelled me forward or moved me backwards. Now, one of the things that I realized as a young girl that I always did, and I was talking to my father the other day and I was sharing this with him, is that I was around many different personalities, many different levels of, genius and even mental illness growing up. I saw lots of different things in the projects. And what I always did is I likened myself to a chameleon. I would modify my behavior to emulate those things that were positive. And then the things that I saw that were negative, I was like, hey, I'm not going to do that. So the law of the mind told me that even when things didn't look like they were going to work out, or even when I did not measure up, my mind was open enough to adjust, right? Do you have a closed mind, or do you have an open mind?
Every time somebody comes to you with a new idea, do you shut it down? Or do you actually stop and think about it and pray and say, hey, maybe this is possible? Let me tell you something. I have a lot of people who I know grew up with, family members, friends, colleagues, college friends, and they talk about they're smart. And I always say this, if you're making dumb decisions, you need to check how smart you are. I was one of those people, straight A student, always getting A's, always excelling in my classes. Let me help you understand something. If you were a straight A student as a kid and in high school, that has nothing to do with your future success. Because lots of times when you are measured by how academically smart you are, it doesn't necessarily set you up for common sense. It doesn't set you up to be open because you're thinking, hey, I've always done it this way. So guess what? I must be doing it right. And so here I was, smart or so they say, and making all the wrong decisions. I was smart, but I kept finding myself in dumb situations. Now, if that's you, I'm not trying to say this to shame you. I'm not trying to say this to bring you down. It's just about awareness, right? And so the law of the mind, it's about getting more information than we already have available to us. Seeking out that information, it's about putting that information into action, because knowledge is not power until it is put into action. And then it is about making a decision what you're going to do with the information and how you perceive the information. There's a saying that life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond. So if they lied to you, how are you going to respond? If they stole from you, how are you going to respond? If they cheated on you or around you, how are you going to respond? Everybody who comes into your life who does something bad does not give you a license to go have a bad attitude for the rest of your life about that thing. What about this? Learn the lesson so you can get the blessing. Because when you learn the lesson and then you decide that what happened to you can be a blessing, because now you know what not to do, you know who not to do it with, you know what to watch for, you know what questions to ask. Do not make yourself a victim. That also is a mind issue. All right. Call yourself the victor that you are. Call yourself the success that you're going to be. Speak those things that are not as though they were. And as I often say, speak what you seek until you see what you say. Act the way you want to be. And sooner or later, you will be the way you act. Now, I'm not saying fake it. But I am saying, if you want to be great, act great. Even if your circumstances say you're not great, act like you're great. Before I became a national speaker and all this stuff, I talked the talk. Okay, I talked it. Now, I told the honest, part of the talk. I'm not going to tell you that I'm a millionaire if I'm not. I'm not going to tell you that I understand how to get a home if I don't. I'm not going to tell you how to overcome credit issues if I don't know how to do that. But what I can do is walk in that power and say, we will have good credit. We will become millionaires. We will have wealth and abundance and prosperity and joy and harmony for our children and our children's children and our mamas and daddies and grandmamas and our communities. Yes, we will. Will you? You see, the law of the mind, it's what's going to dictate how you engage and interact with others. The law of the mind dictates your energy. Nobody wants to be around somebody who's always acting like a crab in a barrel, haters, naysayers, blockers, and crap barrel leg pullers. Nobody wants to be around that. So if you are trying to get to the next level, the law of abundance, this law says that the law of the mind is your greatest asset. Use it and treat your mind like the millionaire that you are or are going to be. Always go to AskLynn.org for
more. More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Okay, so we're talking about the laws of abundance. We are still talking about the laws of abundance because the harvest is here and the time is now. And if you have been acquiring money and all of the things that you thought you were going to need in order to get to the next level and it has not been working, it's time to apply some additional principles to your overall financial wealth and well-being strategy. So we talked about the law
of difference. You got to stand out, be you, and do you. We talked about the law of the mind. Your mind is your greatest asset. Make sure you are investing in it and make sure you are pouring into it. Now we got to talk about the law of recognition. The law of recognition says this. It says that everything you need is near you, merely waiting on your recognition of it. Everything you need is near you, merely waiting on your recognition of it. In my book, The Symphony, A Guide to Creating and Balancing Multiple Streams of Income, I talk about how to use your gifts, talents, and skills to create increments. In a musical symphony, you have instruments, and if you play each instrument at the right time, they will make one beautiful sound. But in your business symphony, you have increments, and increments are businesses that make money. And if you apply each one at the right time, then they can make one beautiful bank account, one beautiful, wealthy, portfolio. And so it's in you identifying the things that you naturally are and the things that are around you that are available to you. This has manifested in my life over and over and over again. And as I work with people all across the globe, whether it be celebrities, whether it be single moms, whether it be stay-at-home mothers, people in the military, the one thing that I am realizing that is consistent across the board is recognizing that which you already have. Okay? So maybe you have the gift of gab. Maybe it's talking that's going to get you to the next level. Maybe you have the gift of organization. Maybe it's being an operations manager or putting together a system for someone else that's going to make you invaluable to their business. Perhaps you have a talent, whether it be singing or dancing or acting or doing voiceover or writing or creating or composing. What you have to do next in order to achieve what it is that you have to achieve is right there, merely waiting on your recognition. Now, what's also there is you making a decision and recognizing the things that you don't need. It is recognizing something that is in your life that may be blocking you, causing you harm. And you may have tried all these years to figure it out. You have been battling, you have been wrestling. And every time you encounter this person, place, or thing, then you find yourself with your energy depleted. You find yourself feeling depressed, confused. Then I am saying to you that the law of recognition also says that what you need to do to get to the next level is near you, waiting on your recognition. And when are you going to recognize that there are people in your life who are draining you? When are you going to recognize that there are people in your life who can also help you? When are you going to recognize that if you have a problem trusting people, then guess what? No one will ever trust you because nobody can do life alone. And when you make a decision or you see, the law of the mind will tell you, I can't trust anybody. Well, here's the deal. Who is it that you don't trust? Is it really you? Because I find when you can't trust anybody, it's that you don't trust yourself to set boundaries. You don't trust yourself to back out if you're so far in, because you might be thinking, well, I don't trust anybody because if I hire them, if I let them in my life, then they're going to know so much and we'll set some limitations. Set some boundaries, give people some milestones, talk to people about non-negotiable principles. These are the things in my life or my business or whatever it is that I am allowing you into. These are the things that I will not tolerate. And these are the consequences that I will deploy if you cross those lines. But let me tell you something, that requires a plan, that requires a strategy. And this requires that you take control over what it is that you want. I said before, speak what you seek until you see what you say. Speak those things that are not as though they were. My friend MC Light always says, everybody wants to help me. And guess what? I came along and helped her take the business to a whole nother level. And many other people did as well. What is it that you need to say? What is it that's right there near you, merely waiting on your recognition? I'll tell you what happened to me right before the pandemic. I was at a place in my life, in my career, where I just kind of wanted to retire and almost do nothing. The entertainment business had been extremely, let me just say, challenging. I had done a lot. I had helped a lot of people, and I was just flat out tired. And I really didn't want to do anything else. I was even thinking about packing up, moving home to Chicago, and just sitting and looking outside for a year or two. I don't know what I was going to do, but I didn't want to do this anymore. And I kept feeling a nudging in my spirit. Some of you call it your conscience. Some of you call it your gut. I call it the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit kept saying to me, listen, there is something, you got to do something. You have all these classes, all these books. Everybody needs this information that you have. And let me tell you something. I cried tears. I cried tears coming out my eyes and my nose. Y'all know what that is. Let me tell you, I was wet my whole face. And my husband looked at me. And after I got through crying, he did not rescue me. He said, what's wrong? I said, there's something I need to do. He said, well, you got to do it because people are waiting on you. And I had all of this material. I had all of these classes from decades. And so what I did know is that the pandemic was coming, that a quarantine was coming. And guess what? I took everything that I had and I recognized it. And now it's working for me and it can work for you. If you need help, go to asklynn.org.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America, The Steve Harvey Show, or Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. Guess what? Did you know you can get your money back if you hire your kids? You can get your money back if you go out to eat? You can get your money back if you go on a vacation? Well, guess what? In my book, Get Your Money Back, Tax Deductions You Never Know About, I'm going to teach you how you can get your money back with your home-based business legally, ethically, and all with the permission of the IRS. Just go to asklynn.org.
Yes, we're talking about the law of abundance, the laws of abundance, because more money doesn't solve a money problem. If it did, millionaires wouldn't go bankrupt. If more money could solve a money problem, you'd never have a bankrupt millionaire. You'd never have a bankrupt billionaire. So if you're out there living in the feast of famine syndrome, meaning you have a whole lot of money and then you have no money, and that cycle keeps repeating itself, it is time to deploy some new laws, because the law of just go out and make it, and it's going to be there, that law doesn't work. So the first law that we talked about is the law of difference. Your difference decides your importance and determines who pursues you. So be you so you can do you. Okay. That's my new thing. The second one is the law of the mind. Your mind is your greatest asset. You got to put knowledge into it. You got to invest in your mind. People are investing in purses and cars and jewelry and furniture. Invest in your mind. And then you got to take action on what you invest in. So knowledge is not power until it's put into action. And then you've also got to make a decision about how you are going to approach energetically the information that you get. Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you can respond. You are not a victim. You need to be a victor. And the law of recognition says that everything you need is already right there near you, merely waiting on your recognition of it. Those are the things that can help you, and those are the things that are harming you. You need to recognize them, and then you need to take action accordingly. Now, let's talk about the next law, the law of two. The law of two says that two are necessary for multiplication. One can slay 1,000, but two can slay 10,000. That's what the Bible says. So if one can go out and do one thing, but two can go out and do a number that geometrically exceeds that at a high pace, then what you need to know about this law of abundance is that you need an accountability partner. You may need someone who's on the team moving with you, but you don't want to be defrayed or deployed, or you don't want to be stagnated by whether they move forward or not. So find somebody who can walk this path with you, who can walk abundance with you. But be clear when you see signs that they want to get off the path, because that might mean you need to go get somebody else. The whole point is teamwork makes the dream work. Okay. Nobody out here can do it alone. So be open to collaboration, be open to partnership. Maybe you have this invention or you have this idea, but you've got the idea, but you don't know how to market it. Partner with someone. The law of two means you will take that thing all the way to the next level beyond your wildest imagination. Maybe you know how to market the thing, anything, but you don't know how to create anything, then you need to find people who have innovative ideas that you can then help them push out there to the next level. It is the law of two, and it is necessary. Two is necessary for multiplication. You cannot multiply with one. You cannot grow with one. You cannot do it by yourself. So everybody out there, all of the solo entrepreneurs, everybody who's out there trying to do it all on your own, as soon as you go on vacation, your business goes on vacation too. There's a book called The E-Myth. And in The E-Myth, it basically talks about the reason why most businesses fail, because you go out, you start the business, you left the company making the pies. Now you've got your own pie shop, but now you're not just a pie maker. You are the oven cleaner, the oven warmer. You are the door opener. You have to open the building, close the building. And now you are working 20 out of 24 hours a day. And guess what? The thing that you used to love now becomes the burden. And then you get to burnout. And then your idea that you had never comes to fruition in the way. And then you stop that and try something else. Some of us are out here trying too many things. That's how I was in my 20s. You could come to my house on a Saturday. I could write you an insurance policy because I had an insurance license. I could do your hair, your nails too. They might be lumpy, but oh well. I could write your resume and your cover letter. Now, I could tell you how to get in there and get that job. Your keeping the job was going to be your problem. It was like, my name is Lenny and I got plenty. I had too many things going on. I was on a treadmill running fast nowhere, and I was doing it by myself. Okay, that was the first thing. I was doing it by myself. I wasn't even talking to anybody really about what I wanted to do. I would just figure out I was going to do something and do it. And I expected everybody to show up. Now, let me tell you what the law of two is not. The law of two does not mean your best friend since kindergarten, your BFF, you know, since y'all were outside playing double dutch, your homeboy since you were out there playing hopscotch or whatever. It does not mean that that is the two that I'm talking about. You've got to pray about your two. You've got to choose your two based on what God has for you. Because just because God blessed you doesn't mean he blessed your best friend. The law of two. Two are necessary for multiplication. Go to AskLynn.org.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
Okay, yes, we're talking about the laws of abundance, and we got to talk about this law of abundance. This one is extremely important. It is just as important as the other laws of abundance. And this one is the law of place. The law of place. And it says this. Where you are is just as important as what you are. Your provision is in your divine place of assignment. So you're trying to find food to eat. You're trying to find enough money to pay your bills. You're trying to provide provision. You see, when you follow God's vision, then he makes provision. God is not authorizing, co-signing, nor is he providing resources for your vision. You're going to have to pay for that on your own. My friend, Michelle McKinney Hammond said that. God's vision is the provision that will manifest into your life. Or I should say, God's vision will provide the provision that will manifest into your life. And God has a vision for you to be someplace. Since the beginning of time, Abraham was told to go to a place. Moses went to a place. You might be still in the same place, and that might be why you're stuck. It's not just a mental place, because you need to go there as well to a new mental place. You need to move out of the victim space and move into the victor space. That is your mental and your emotional place. But you may also need to make a move to a physical place. I never dreamed in a million years, like it was the last thing on my mind, that I would move to California. It didn't make sense. The cost of living completely went against my principles and my values, okay? Because my thing is, why would I go somewhere where the cost of a house is three times the cost of a house in another place? I can just go to the other place and get the cost of the house there and keep some of my money in my pocket. But the truth is, had I gone to the wrong place, had I gone to the wrong space, had I gone to the wrong city, the opportunities that God had and has for me would not have manifested there. So where you are is just as important as who you are, what you are, what you are doing. Let me say that again. Where you are is just as important as who you are, what you are, and what you are doing. Some people cannot manifest because you're doing it in the wrong place. That might be in the wrong company. It might be in the wrong city. It might be in the wrong group of people. But the law of place is the law of abundance. It might be time for you to move. That's why the Home Buyers Club, buy a home with Lynn.info. That may just be the key to you breaking out into your next thing. The harvest is here and the time is now. Go to AskLynn.org.
I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America giving financial advice. When you get my freedom package, you get the 21 days to financial freedom and how to start a home-based business. See you in class.
Yes, the harvest is here and the time is now. That means the season for you to reap is right here. The law of recognition says that everything that you need is already right there with you, merely waiting upon your recognition of it. So we've been talking about the laws of abundance, but we cannot conclude this lesson without these two final laws. They're not the final laws, but they're the final laws for this particular topic, this particular subject, for this particular lesson. It's the law of honor. The law of honor says who you choose to honor determines your success. You ever heard anybody say, don't burn any bridges? Now, it does not mean you stay attached to people who do not line up with your principles, your values, and your morals. But how you depart is more important that you depart. How you move forward is more important than whatever it is you think you're going to gain by moving forward. Who you honor determines your success. There may be somebody in your past that you have dishonored, and you know deep down inside. Now, you may have told the story to 52 million people about how they did you wrong, but you know you had some skin in that muddy game too. You know that you may have done some things to trigger something. Let me give you one example. I always tell people this. I say, listen, never worry about giving too much because nobody can use you. There are people who told me, well, don't tell them this. They're just going to use you. Well, don't do that. They're just going to use you. Well, guess what? If I don't tell you what I'm doing, if I don't show everything I got, how am I going to know how far I can go? I'm not getting into any situation with anybody where I'm only going to give five when I know I got 10. I'm not going anywhere where I'm only going to give 15 if I know I got 35. I'm going to give it all I got because you only get one chance to make a first impression. Now, here's what happens. If that person does something to dishonor the agreement, the contract, or the relationship, then now I know how to activate my non-negotiable principles and establish boundaries and then issue consequences. Okay? So who you choose to honor, when you are doing the best that you can, what you're doing is you are serving. Colossians 3:23 says, work as if you're working for the Lord and not for men. So when you go into something and you expect the best, then give your best and give honor when and where it is due. Even if you have to leave, don't rebel. Rebellion, the Bible says, is like witchcraft. If you want to leave, just walk away. Move on. Say you've made a new decision, but you don't have to go out swinging and fighting and putting yourself in a position where you do not have honor. The law of the seed. The law of the seed says this: seed plus expectation equals harvest. Some of you are planting seeds that will never get to the next level because you don't even expect it to grow. You are planting the seed and you don't believe it's going to happen. You must believe that that seed is going to manifest into your season of reaping. You must believe it even when it don't look like it, when people tell you it's not going to happen. Everybody told me I couldn't do it, but look at me now. People are laughing, but who got the last laugh now? So you want not just the last laugh, but you want the last elevation. Seed plus expectation equals harvest. And the harvest is here and the time is now. And it is your season to exercise the laws of abundance, because more money doesn't solve a money problem. Go and get what God has for you. Go to AskLynn.org.
You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media, at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show, at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at AskLynn.org, because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. I'm not sure.